This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's history-making, and today Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will celebrate her confirmation to the Supreme Court with President Biden at the White House.
Jackson has now been confirmed as the High Court's first Black female justice.
This is one of the great moments of American history.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer called yesterday wonderful, joyous, inspiring as the Senate chamber erupted in cheers. Jackson will take her seat on the court once her former boss, Stephen Breyer, retires, meaning the court's 6-3 conservative majority remains. Just 3 Republicans voted for Jackson, which in this era counts as a bipartisan win. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Kremlin calls it a huge tragedy. It's now admitting it's lost significant numbers of troops in its war in Ukraine. A Kremlin spokesman also hinting this morning that Moscow's operation there might be over in the foreseeable future. NATO nations will be sending more weapons to Ukraine after hearing a plea from Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba.
Either you help us now, and I'm speaking about days, not weeks, or your help will come too late.
And just into us this morning, the governor of the Donetsk region says thousands of civilians were at a train station waiting to evacuate when a rocket strike hit. No details yet. Again, that word just into us. In Israel, authorities say a Palestinian man opened fire in a crowded bar in Tel Aviv, killing at least 2 people before he was killed by security forces this morning. A power failure at Universal Studios Hollywood left 11 people stranded on a ride yesterday until crews rescued them. No injuries reported. Today will be day 2 for Tiger Woods at the Masters. Sports watchers say he played pretty well yesterday. This is AP News. The latest now on President Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees. The AP's Mike Gracia has it.
A federal appeals court has upheld President Joe Biden's requirement for all federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. In a 2-1 ruling, a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans reversed a lower court and ordered dismissal of a lawsuit challenging the mandate. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Brown, a Trump appointee to the District Court for the Southern District of Texas, had issued a nationwide injunction against the mandate in January. The Biden administration had argued the Constitution gives the president, as head of the federal workforce, authority to require that employees be vaccinated. I'm Mike Gracia.
Home prices are up about 15% over the past year, and as much as 30% in some cities. Higher prices and rising loan rates are adding to obstacles that would-be buyers are facing as the spring home buying season gets underway. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.